Great. It is October 12th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer. I'm speaking here with Tom Mark. Tom, thank you very much for giving us an interview. So maybe we could start just by a quick sort of overview, how you came to be in Burnaby, so when you were born, where you were born, and how you ended up in Burnaby.
Yes, I was born in New Westminster, St. Mary's Hospital, 1923, and stayed in New Westminster for 14 years before my dad retired and moved to Victoria. In Victoria, I went to the Hope Bay High and graduated from there in 1941. And by then, the war was going, so I went immediately into the shipyard and helped build the freighters. And then on my 19th birthday, I enlisted in the RCAF. And there were so many of us coming in that I didn't get a chance to train for a mechanic's job, but went and bought a book in Toronto on how to fix airplanes. So I read that and passed the initial exams, and before I knew it, I was heading overseas and joined Bomber Command up in Yorkshire. Stayed there about 3.5 years and married the wife. And then came back to New Westminster, and there was conflict between my family, who were Methodists, and my wife, Catholic. So in order not to aggravate it, I moved over here from Victoria to Burnaby and bought a house and a couple of houses, actually. And then started working for Shell Oil Company as a driver.
Hmm. How common was it to marry a woman in England and bring her back? I know
there was thousands did it. Yeah, some of them just took one look at where their husband lived and got right back on the boat. And so it was, there was tenseness there, which wouldn't have been if I'd have come back single and married somebody.
Did any of your friends also marry English women?
No. Let's see, where were we? Oh, so at the end of the war, yeah.
End of the war, and you moved to Burnaby with your...
Yeah, started working at my dad's gas station, which was run by my brother then. And then Shell Oil was recruiting drivers for their home heating service. So I joined that. And then 3 years later, got a chance to have my own business in New Westminster.
Was home heating with it's a kind of oil.
Yeah.
Was that the latest home heating technology?
At that time, yes. It replaced sawdust burners and wooden coal stoves. There's great sections of the lower mainland didn't have any gas. And of course, natural gas hadn't been found and piped. So the big area between where you could get coal gas, actually, was when they used these oil heaters. They were called space heaters. Mm-hmm. And they had a big tank on the back, and you filled that up, and they'd burn for nearly 24 hours. Mm. And also, same kitchen stoves were heated. And then there was an awful lot of furnaces put in, run by oil, and they had a tank either underground or on a side wall, usually 250 gallons. Gallons, I'm talking in, not liters.
And was it an affordable way to cook and
eat?
Oh,
yeah.
So most people were...
And it was convenient because once you lit it, the oil kept flowing and you didn't have to stoke it up with more wood or more coal.
And so cleaned?
Yes.
Cleaned?
Yeah. So that's, as I say, I did that household deliveries by truck until I got a chance to become a marine agent for Shell on the Fraser River. And it was an old plant down by, a lot of people may remember where the King Neptune restaurant was. No, you're too young. Anyway, that was at the foot of where the Westminster Quay Market is now. And then Shell Oil built a brand new place up near the Patello Bridge. And I moved up there. In the meantime, I bought a house and was living in Burnaby and developing the garden and such. And that's where this story of the toads come in.
Toads in East Burnaby.
Well, yeah, we used to have thousands of toads in all the gardens. You'd run across them when you were weeding and that. But every year, the adults hopped on down to Burnaby Lake to spawn. And when the little tadpoles were able to hop out of the lake, they worked their way up through Burnaby Park and into the gardens. And then they built the freeway and they squashed all the toads. That was the end of it. That just stopped. I'm sorry. I mean, after that, they started these little plastic fences and stuff. They tried putting a tunnel under the, about a 4-foot-wide tunnel, hoping the toads would hop through, but they didn't like the idea. They'd rather go over. Another interesting thing was I lived on 14th Avenue in Burnaby, but my postal address was New Westminster. And my street address was from downtown Columbia Street, New Westminster, and I lived on 14th Avenue, and it went up to 20th Street, which is now Edmonds. And it was like that until they renumbered from the Vancouver post office. So our address changed from 318 14th Avenue to 8042 14th Avenue, which we had to change all our postal address. So the New Westminster boundary was established at 10th Avenue and remained there.
And what sort of a home did you buy in East Burnaby?
Just a small 4-room, no basement house.
And was it newly built or?
Yes. Cost me just over $5,000 with a big lot.
And quite a few other new homes in the area?
Yes. Yeah, 16th Avenue had a lot of them. And any empty lot, the builders right after the war were keen on buying up lots. You could buy a lot in Burnaby, $550 for a 150 by 50 foot lot. And if you wanted a corner one, you had to pay $750. This was in 1947, 48. So a lot of builders were building houses, little ones, for veterans and that. Yeah, so...